This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The last time the United States experienced what's called stagflation was in the 70s, but observers say they are seeing some similar patterns now in the U.S. economy. With me, Axios chief economic correspondent Neil Irwin. Neil, my first question for you is, what is stagflation? Describe this for our listeners.
Sure. So it's a term that was kind of coined in the 1970s, as you say, when there's a stagnant economy and there's inflation that's elevated. And, you know, that's a contrast to what we've had the last few years where we had high inflation, but economic growth kind of kept on plugging along. So the risk right now is that we see that as we see higher prices thanks to these trade wars combined with some risks of slower growth.
How close are we?
So it's not in the data yet. It's not a clear cut. That's where we are. What we're seeing is a slowing in the economic growth rate in the first quarter and some real risks ahead and stuff in what we call the soft data. So surveys of CEOs of businesses, surveys of consumers. If you look at what consumers are expecting now, they're expecting to see higher prices this year. They're also expecting to see, you know, a tougher job market and not the kind of growth picture we've been having. So that, you know, surveys don't mean it's going to come true, but that is where the sentiment is lying right at the moment.
Neil, how difficult is stagflation to address with traditional economic policies?
Yeah, that's what makes this a knotty problem is, you know, normally you get a growth slowdown, the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates, maybe you get some fiscal stimulus and you pop right out of it. But you can't, you know, you don't want to cut rates or you don't want to have more fiscal action if you have inflation as well. So those are kind of at cross purposes with each other. And where that nets out, basically you don't have the normal shock absorbers, the normal buffers in the economy that come out of Washington and out of policy that you would in a pure recessionary environment or a pure, you know, inflationary environment where it all cuts one direction.
That's Axios chief economic correspondent Neil Irwin. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.